Hey, buddy. This is Glenn. Man, that's just like when you start something like that, you just need to stop and redo it. That's just not a good start for nothing. For nothing. That ain't even a good start for nothing. How you guys doing? How has your week been? My week's been pretty good. I have a cold. I came down with a cold. And so I'm kind of fighting a cough right now. So if I cough or take a break midway through the podcast, I am just, well, I'm not even going to apologize. It's a free podcast. Like, if you paid for this, I would be like, oh, I'm sorry, but you don't pay for it. Well, you pay for it. Actually, you do pay for it because you spend your life listening to my podcast and you cannot buy back time. Like, if you waste time in your life, you can't ever get it back. You can't even buy it back. Like, no amount of money. If you had $1 billion and you're like, man, I just want the time back that I spent on the Glenn Thinks Stuff podcast. Like, $1 billion would not even get your time back, you know? So right now, I'm just kind of being with you and talking while you're just inching closer to death. You know, so in a way you are paying for it with your dear life. So I will apologize, I guess, if I cough. But I will try to keep my coughing at a minimum. How about that hurricane, man? How about that hurricane? Was it Dorian was the name of it? Man, that thing trashed the Bahamas. It just, like, it seemed like it just stayed there. It just lingered there. And, like, so I was thinking about when I saw it in the news and I saw people online making jokes. Not that you should make jokes about, you know, natural disasters and stuff like that until after they're over. Then you can do it all you want. But, like, I saw something posted about Joel Osteen. And how, you remember when that hurricane came through Texas? And, like, his big church, Joel Osteen's church, was, like, locked up. And then I think he went on Good Morning America, and he probably, like, did the whole circuit, you know, the news circuit, doing interviews. And he was standing in front of all of these donations at his church. And he was like, we have been here the whole time. And I just remember that, you know, and it was so, you know, he just didn't get a fair shake because he was there. They came to the back of the doors of the church and took pictures of it and, you know, put that news out there. And, you know, they were just worried about people's safety and flooding. And he came out and said that he was there the whole time, right? And so I just encourage people, I encourage people this week on social media, to give to Joel Osteen, cause he helped, you know, he helped the hurricane people in a time of need, not because he was called out, but because, like, he was there from the beginning. Like, he was there, man. And so I encourage all of you that are listening to, like, give him money because he helps so many people, and he doesn't keep any of the money for himself. He's a very giving person. I'm sure he lives very simply, you know what I mean, and not extravagantly. And like a lot of these televangelists, you know, do, I encourage you to give them your money, and not just your money, like all your money. You should give them all your money. Because, like, they're doing good work, you know? You know what I mean? I'm just trying to, tell y'all to be blessed, you know? So there's that. But anyway. Anyway, I'm going to post, like, a link in the show notes today to the Red Cross. And that's, like, something that you can give to if you want to help out. It's a legit, you know, they do a lot of good work in, you know, these kinds of situations. Because a lot of times when you give to something, or you give to someone online, like if you don't know them personally, like a personal GoFundMe thing, or you know, it's just kind of, there's so many people, you know, trying to rip people off nowadays, but the Red Cross is legit, and it's just something good to give to. So if you feel the need to do that, I will include that in the show notes. I have a cool podcast for you guys today. So let's do it to it right now. Okay. All right, guys, I'm going to do my best not to hack all over you into your ear holes while I proceed through my weekly smorgasbord of worthless information that won't make your life any better. But it shouldn't make your life any worse. You know what I mean? So it's kind of the break-even podcast that you're going to listen to this week, probably. Talk about confidence. I thought that I would start this week off, this podcast off, by talking about something that somebody brought to my attention on Twitter, a podcast called the Mugly Truth Podcast. They did it from their actual account, like their podcast account, and not from personal account. So I don't know which one of the two hosts of the Mugly Truth Podcast said this to me. So it's either Chris or Kim, I don't know, so shout out to you gals. But they said, at Glenn Think Stuff, why don't planes have parachutes? I just thought of that, so thought I would share that thought with you. And so I thought about that this week. I was like, why don't planes have parachutes? And I know that I've seen parachutes on planes, like little Cessnas and stuff, online before. But I think that they were talking about more commercial airliners. And I thought about it and quickly came to the conclusion that, you know, billionaires or millionaires, probably billionaires that own these airlines, are not, like, they do not care about human life. And they don't care. If they're made to put something safe into a plane, they're going to do it. Or into their company, they're going to do it if they're, like, made to by OSHA or somebody like that. But, you know, to convert all these planes and then to pay for inspections and to do it, like, they just don't care, you know? And I don't think that that's just the way that it is, you know? And that's not really funny. But, I mean, I think that it's true. I saw something in the news this week that, you know, made me think that, and maybe I'm just skeptical, you know? Maybe I'm just skeptical of you know, people that own these big corporations and, you know, like airlines and stuff like that. But I saw in the news something about Walmart is going to stop selling handgun ammunition, right? And as soon as I saw that, I was like, that is a marketing ploy somehow, because I do not really think, I mean, this is just my honest opinion. And if you want to see the good in everybody, then by all means, go ahead. Because I used to be that way before, you know, I've just, like, got to see how people are in the world and how cold and callous people can really be, you know, that aren't even rich, just normal people, just normal, everyday women. Like, just how cold and callous the world can tend to be at times. Like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be skeptical. Maybe I should give the owners of Walmart the benefit of the doubt and be like, you know, they stopped selling handguns ammunitions because they care about what's happening. Like, come on, really? Do you believe that? If you do, I mean, good for you, but I don't buy into that. And I don't think that, yeah, I think that the reason that airliners don't have parachutes on them is because they just don't value life. You know what I mean? And I think that I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about, you know, well, you know, they value the dollar over human life, because it putting a parachute on a commercial airliner is something, I'll edit that out so y'all won't even hear that and know that ever happened on the podcast. Like, it's something, a parachute on an airline, like a commercial airline, is something that could be done, right? It just could be. With all the technology we have, you're telling me that you couldn't put a parachute on an airplane, a big airplane. Like, you could do it. You just don't want to do it because you value the dollar more, you know? And that could make you angry, you know? But when it comes down to it, like, do we really value human life? Or is it because of laws? Is it because of, like... Do we feel superior to people like billionaires that value a dollar more, and we look down and be like, well, we're just better people because we value life more than them? Or is it just because of the laws that are in place? You know, because left to our own devices, you think about, I was reading this week a little bit about the, the Aztec Empire. Like, I was reading about the Aztecs. Like, back in the day, and I was reading about the human sacrifices that the Aztecs did, right? And I was like, oh, good God, like, how different would our lives be if, like, how would you live your life different if you woke up every day and you were like, well, I hope that my head doesn't get cut off today. You know what I mean? Like, you would probably live a lot different, and I would live a lot differently if I woke up, you know, with that realization, like, I might die today. And like, I read that 20,000 people it's possible that 20,000 people were sacrificed a year back during the Aztec's reign, like during the Aztec Empire. And there was this temple that was dedicated in 1487, and an estimated 80,400 people were sacrificed. 80,400 people were sacrificed. So I was like, well, how'd that happen? You know? And like, 80,400 people were sacrificed. And I was like, well, I guess there was no law saying that you can't sacrifice people, you know? And so, you know, I was thinking about how left to our own devices, like, are humans really that good? Are you born, like, if you're just born into something and there's no, like, no nothing, would it be like the Purge? Would it be jacked up like that? Like, we all want to think that we're these good people, but are we really? Or are we good because we have to be? You know, or is it like motivated? Because you always want, you want the good karma. You know, when you do something nice, even if you're paying for somebody's order behind you, you know, at Starbucks or whatever. And like, are you doing that out of, like, to make yourself feel good? Like, I just want that good feeling. I did something good. You know, or are you like, well, I guess somebody behind you at Starbucks, they're not probably down on their luck. They're not, like, spending their last $12 on a drink. But it makes you feel good to do good stuff for other people. So, like, you're always gaining something. You know what I mean? Do you ever do anything... Have you ever done anything nice where you're just like, you don't do it out of guilt, or you don't do it again, anything, you know? Because we all like to think that we're these good people, but are we really, you know? this is not a podcast where I just try to make you feel good about yourself through the whole podcast. Like, I'm serious. Like you might feel bad after I say this stuff, but I don't know. I was just thinking about it this week. Like, when she said that, and my first thought was skeptical, I was like, well, am I really that much better? You know what I mean? Like, just on my own, who I am as a person, am I really that much better? I don't know. It's just one of those questions that I stopped thinking about because it made me feel bad. And I don't want to feel bad. I want to feel good about myself. So, you know, let's just stop thinking about it and let's stop talking about it, and you know, let's move on to something better than human sacrifice and selfish billionaires. But I do need to take a break right now because I'm holding back my affliction, my physical affliction. That's what the new, you know, the new podcast every week, I should tell you what kind of physical affliction I'm having, because that's just been like a trend in my life over the last month. And maybe that's why I'm talking about horrible, terrible things. But I'm going to take a little break, and I guess I'll throw in some commercials for some other podcasts. Check it out.
Well, howdy, Glenn Think Stuff people.
Hello, Glenn.
This is Chris.
And I'm Kim.
And we are the co-hosts for the Mugly Truth podcast.
It's a podcast about just general
stuff. We're women of a certain age who've known each other for a long time.
Very long time.
We talk a lot.
Yeah, it's hard to shut us up.
Why not record it?
Yeah.
And you know what? People seem to like us. So if you're looking for a topic-driven conversation with a few detours, some salty language, some off-key singing,
we're here for you.
We are here for you. So go out there after you finish this episode. Go find us, subscribe, rate, and review.
Well, please subscribe. Do. We would really appreciate that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Dillon.
Hi, I'm Kevin Dillon.
And we're the hosts of Fake Headlines Podcast.
Each week, Tiffany and I bring three headlines to the mic, making the other guess which one is real and which ones are fake.
Here are a few headlines from past episodes.
Woman marries 300-year-old ghost because she can't find a human husband.
Netflix teaming with Amazon to reboot old stores.
Natural food store begins selling breast milk.
Utah University installs cry closets for stressed-out students.
Uber driver takes passengers from Philly to Bel Air.
Man drowns after placing water bed on adjustable frame.
Which articles are real and which ones are fake? Catch up now on Fake Headlines Podcast.
We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere you download podcasts.
You can also go straight to fakeheadlinespodcast.com.
Follow us on Twitter at FakeHeadPod or Facebook and Instagram at Fake Headlines Podcast.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Are your friends tired of hearing you talk about serial killers?
While you're at a party, have you randomly blurted out the odds of a person being murdered by a complete stranger?
Does your Hulu or Netflix only recommend documentaries on true crime?
If you have answered yes to one or more of these questions, you may have a problem.
And so do we. That's why we started our true crime podcast.
We are the hosts, Cam and Jen. We're lifelong best friends that love to talk about all things true crime. So we decided to start our own podcast, hoping to find others that share our passion.
You can find us on ourtruecrimepodcast.com, or you can download new episodes of Our True Crime Podcast on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, or any other places you download podcasts.
See you on Wednesdays.
Right on, man. Listen to all those podcasts. They're all better than mine, so you should check them out. So, anyway, this week I was thinking about the platform that is the internet. And I've talked about this a lot. And how just any and everybody just weighs in on everything, you know. And there's, like, this tendency to overshare, you know. And I think that for me is something that I don't know. It's something that I know is bad, and not that, you know, it's not really that good of a thing for everybody all the time to weigh in on everything. Like, you talk about how you feel, you give your opinions on every godforsaken subject, you know, that's on the news on a daily basis. There's people weighing in on everything, talking about everything. And I kind of related it to my head, like it's like fast food, kind of. Like, you know that it sucks and it's not good for you to engage in certain behaviors, but you just do because it's there, right? And I have a podcast, so I really can't say anything, because I kind of take it to the next level. I try to keep it real, you know. I try to keep it real on my podcast, you know, and not present myself as something that I'm not. I try to, it's like what you see is what you get is how I try to be on the podcast. I don't wander into every thought that I have publicly because like I'm not gonna do that, you know. But I was thinking this week, because everybody's always trying to look good and make their life look like something, you know, that it's not. And I was like, well, there should be a social media app that is like horrible stuff in your life, like the bad stuff in your life, you know, like my life sucks because of this, you know. And it's not like, I don't know, it's not like your quote that you'll put on Instagram or Facebook, you know, your little meme about I'm struggling right now, but you know, I'm a fight, like the eye of the tiger, you know what I mean, like never give up. But like I was thinking about, like, we need an app, like a social media app where you just say the terrible stuff in your life. Like, I just got this medical bill and, you know, my insurance company's screwing me around and the doctors are screwing me around and I still have the physical problem and I'm just in tears right now and life is horrible and sucks. And then you take a picture of, you know, the medical bill, and then you sitting there crying with snot coming out of your nose. I just think that would be good, man, for us to do that. So I tweeted something about that, and somebody came back and said you should check out Whisper. It's just where people share their thoughts, and it's like a social media thing where people just share what they're thinking, right? And I love it. I downloaded the app, and I love it. And what I did, and what I thought that I would do, is that I just like screenshotted random. It's just people's thoughts, and there'll be a picture. They'll put like words on a picture, and it and this is just what people are thinking. Some of these are people that are close to me, because you can set it to like people that are close to you, and then some of them are just random ones on there. I've only been on there a couple times, but I died laughing, because this is like the greatest app. I think this is better. This is my favorite. Whisper is my new favorite. If you haven't heard of Whisper, go on Whisper and check this out. But anyway, so let me share a few of these with you and just my opinion on them. All right, so this is the first one. Any girl free today to go Virginia Water for picnic? I guess that's something that somebody wanted to put out there. I guess somebody wants a girl to go to Virginia Water for a picnic with a total stranger, you know. So if you want to die today, I guess you could like hit this person up, you know what I'm saying? Okay, here's another one. If you can't remember you left your child in your car, you don't deserve to be a parent. Well, that's like, that needed to be said. That needed to be, we needed, thank you for whoever did this. And it had like 591 likes. So, like if you forget your kid in a car, there's a lot of people that think that you don't deserve to be a parent, which you don't, you know, but that's kind of stating something that's obvious. All right, here's the next one, guys. Check this out. I am proud to be a security guard at Walmart. I know a lot of hate will come at me for that, but it's the best I've ever done in my life. Man, I ain't even going to hate on this person. Like, you're a security guard at Walmart? I didn't even know Walmart had security guards. You know? Maybe this guy just acts like he's a security guard. Does Walmart have security guards? I know in rough parts of cities around here, they'll have cops. I didn't know they had security guards. Dude, I ain't gonna hate on you. Or lady, I ain't gonna hate on you. All right, here's another one. Everyone at work thinks I'm a square. If only they knew what I do when I'm not working. You are a square, because when you're not working, you're posting on Whisper. So that is that. Here's another thought from a stranger. I thought I lost my wedding ring and looked everywhere. It was on my bed the whole time. Oh, man. This is like, this kind of stuff just makes people socially, like, no one cares. You lost your wedding ring, stranger, and then you found it in your bed because it came off your finger in your bed. You know? Like, who? Why? Why? See, this is why I love this app. This is like, this is just people's thoughts that they think that they need to share. And it's just like, man, this is like bottom of the barrel. This is like after Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know, this is, we're getting towards the bottom, folks. I think everything's going to come to a head soon. Okay, here's one. This is a good one. I'm so glad I'm Mormon and not a degenerate, low-life, atheist, alcoholic loser. Oh, well, sir or madam, I'm glad that you're a Mormon, too. All right, here's a good one. My thighs are too big. All right. My thighs are too big. That is a thought that someone had that they thought that they needed to share. All right, here's the next one, folks. I'm having fun. This might be boring to you, but I'm telling you, Whisper, you need to check this out. All right, here's another one. Having a kid is like getting an STD that you're required to keep by law. there's the deep thought of a good parent, you know? If you're having those kind of thoughts about your kid, if you look at your kid and you're like an STD that I'm required to keep by law, you know, maybe you're not cut out for parenting. I am just saying. All right, let's see. Okay, here's another one. This one is actually from somebody. It says that it's somebody that's close to where I live. So this is the kind of people that I guess are around my area. Sitting on my toilet smoking a black. I just wanted to try it. Will not be smoking again. Alright. I'm just going to leave that alone. That's great. Here's another one. Does someone have a jewel pod I can have? Man. Here's another one. Does anyone have a pod or a pack of cigs? I have some money. Dude, why don't you just go to the store if you have some money? Why are you posting this? Like, do you want to die? Do you want to meet a stranger that's like, yeah, I have a jewel pod and a pack of camels. Meet me in a dark alley. Here's a good one. I love this one. 32nd birthday coming up, and it will be spent just like all the rest, alone. Let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong with spending your birthday alone, because you're not going to spend a lot of money. You know, once you're 32, dude, no one cares. You're 32. Like, I don't understand these people that take vacation time. And if you're one of these people, that's fine. You can get offended by what I'm about to say. But the people that take vacation time on their birthday and they're like 40 years old, it's like, man, come on. Were we 12? So, dude, yeah, or lady, you know, there's nothing wrong with spending your birthday alone. There's nothing wrong with being alone. Let me just say this real quick. Like, I'm pretty much to the point for 2019 where I'm totally great being alone. I've dated in 2019, and I'm just to the point where I want to do what I want to do. You know, I want to eat what I want to eat. I want to dress how I want to dress. I don't want to have to get a haircut every week. I don't want to have to tuck my shirt in and look nice. Because at the beginning of a relationship, you have to put a lot of effort into it. And then as you get more comfortable, you just let yourself go more and more. That's just the way that it is. If you want to deny that, you can say, not for me. But that's just the facts of life, Jack. You just let yourself go more and more as the relationship goes on, and you probably get to a certain point, you know, where you're yourself, but in the beginning it just takes so much effort and time and money, and like, why not just do what you want, man? Get all right with you. Do what you want. And, man, my birthday's coming up this month. And let me tell you something. I'm down. I'm totally good with being by myself. You know, so I hope that helps somebody. Being by yourself is awesome, man. I mean, yeah, there's perks. And if you're lonely, there's perks to being with people. But, dude, you can't rely on somebody else to make you whole. You know, you just can't. And so being alone on your birthday is awesome. Okay? So let's see, do another one. Tell me what... This is what it says. I'm not jacking up how I read this. I'm just telling you what it says. Tell me what on your mind, because I can't read you. You are a puzzle mystery. I want to slove. Come on. Give me a break. All right, and I'll end with this one. I can't just keep going and going, and yeah, I'm not going to beat this to death. But I just thought this was funny. Every time I hear cars gun it down the street, I pray they smash into a tree or get pulled over. Now you can tell that's like really a thought, you know, that somebody has. You know, not that I would ever have that thought because I'm way too good of a person to ever have that kind of a thought. But I just, yeah, the Whisper app, I'm telling you, you need to check out the Whisper app, you know. And I know this has been kind of, I don't know, maybe I seem sarcastic in today's podcast. And, you know, this is all done, I don't know, I do all this in fun. You know, so I never really want anybody to look to me for any kind of guidance when it comes to anything really serious. Because I'm just here to have fun, you know what I mean? I'm just here to pass the time and maybe take your mind off something that might be going on in your life. Because I know there was a time in my life when podcasts kind of did that for me. And they still do at times. You know, and I've made some mistakes in my life that have gotten me into some jams and some tough places in my life. And sometimes stuff just happens that is outside of my control, right? It just is. Sometimes bad stuff happens in life that's just out of your control, you know, and you just have to hang tough and get through it. And sometimes the only thing that helps is to let time go by. See, I said that I don't want people to listen to me or take me seriously, and then I start to say something serious. I guess all I'm trying to say, you know, because I did kind of come off, maybe this podcast was a bit of a downer for you. But I guess that I'm just saying, whatever you're going through in your life, you know, it's easy to feel alone, you know, and it's easy to feel like you're never going to, it's like you have tunnel vision just like towards the problems and the situations that you're going through. You know, it's easy to like get lost in that and just focus on that, you know. But I'm here to tell you that time going by, sometimes that's all it is you just need to let time go by and heal and set a goal. That was a straw. Like I'm drinking a drink. It's not some weird noise I made. Isn't that cool? Bet you ain't heard that on a podcast this week. But something that has helped me in my life when I've been in jams and been in situations and been in painful times is to set little goals for myself. Because you don't need to set unrealistic goals for yourself, because you will not achieve. You'll just give up. You know, and, you know, any progress, baby steps, you know, any progress is better than no progress at all, you know. And so if every day you take the tiniest little baby step, you know, towards where you want to be, you know, you don't have to heal overnight from whatever kind of painful thing you're going through, whether it's the death of a loved one, the end of a relationship, you know, a rocky, stressful financial time in your life, a career change, whatever the case may be. You know, difficulty parenting, a friendship that's weird. Like, anything that you're going through, man, I'm telling you, nothing is permanent when it comes to your emotions, you know? And emotions are just that. And a lot of times, emotions can be misleading. And you can think that just because you feel bad emotionally, that things are really that horrible. But usually, it's one aspect of your life. And it's, like, not the whole picture. You know what I'm saying? So, chin up, everybody. If you're going through something, if you're not going through something, you're gonna go through something in your life, because life sucks, man. It just sucks so bad. It's just so terrible. But I hope you guys have a good week. I am going to post the Red Cross link in the show notes. So, in lieu of giving me your dollars, if you don't give Joel Osteen all your dollars, you got some dollars left over. Or, here's the thing. If you gave Joel Osteen all your dollars, like at the beginning of this podcast, if you're like, I'm going to listen, Glenn, and I'm going to give Joel Osteen all my dollars, then by the end of the podcast, like, I'm sure that your blessings are rolling in and you're getting more dollars. Just random people just knocking on your door, giving dollars while you listen to me. Give those dollars to the Red Cross, and then we can all feel good about ourselves. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next week. Good Lord, what a train wreck this podcast has become. All right, peace out.